This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. One of the biggest hits on Broadway right now is Groundhog Day, which is the musical comedy theater version of the movie by the same name. Groundhog Day, the movie, opened in 1993 and stars Bill Murray as a glib and cynical TV weather reporter who is compelled to relive the same day over and over again. Now, Groundhog Day, the musical, is pretty much the same thing, except with music and a lot of people dancing around on stage. And that's not a criticism, although until I saw the musical theater version, I was awfully content with the movie version of Groundhog Day and couldn't really imagine it needed tunes. But I was wrong. The musical is dazzling and hilarious and deeply moving. It doesn't star Bill Murray, of course, but it manages to take a beloved to me anyway movie and spin it into a different medium. And just down the road from the theater where Groundhog Day is currently playing to sold-out houses, a visitor to New York can enjoy School of Rock, which is a musical theater version of the Jack Black picture of the same name. I wasn't a huge fan of the original film. It was funny, I guess, but it doesn't have the cleverness or the poignancy of Groundhog Day, so I haven't seen the stage version, but friends of mine tell me it's very faithful to the original, which I find insufficiently encouraging to spend $150 for a ticket. But in any case, Broadway offers plenty of other choices. I can see the musical stage version of Disney's Aladdin or Disney's The Lion King. Or if I prefer something slightly quirkier in French, and who doesn't, I could buy a seat at the Walter Kerr Theater and see the live musical version of Amelie, the 2001 fantastical romantic comedy film about a mischievous Parisienne who meddles winsomely in the lives of strangers. Or I can just wait until next year when the musical version of Disney's Frozen opens. I mean, throw a dart at the Broadway listings, buy a ticket to whatever show the dart chooses, and you're almost guaranteed to enjoy yourself, but you're also almost guaranteed to see the musical theater version of a movie you've probably already seen. Broadway, unfortunately, seems fixated on delivering exactly what you expect, only slightly louder and with music and dancing. The most astonishing and enjoyable moments of Groundhog Day, which was, I must admit, a thoroughly terrific experience, were spent watching how the company recreated some of my most favorite scenes from the original picture, which is, again, not exactly a fair criticism, as a friend of mine who was connected with the current production of Groundhog Day made clear to me when I rather tediously, his words, made that point over dinner. In the first place, he informed me it was unforgivably rude to accept free tickets to a Broadway show and then at dinner later with one of its supporters start mouthing off a lot of nonsense about originality and the end of Broadway. Now, I pointed out that I fully intended to pay for his dinner, which really wasn't true, up until that moment anyway, but how was he to know that? And then he countered by asking me to list, if I could, all of the works of poetry, drama, literature, and history that came directly from the Trojan War. I mean, Homer, Aeschylus, Virgil, you know, then I lost count, but I understood his basic point. No one who heard the Odyssey millennia ago didn't already know how the story went. No one wondered if in this particular Odyssey, the hero Odysseus doesn't get home. No one, in other words, who sat back after dinner to hear the Odyssey wanted to be surprised. Wait a minute, I said, not wanting to give in. Are you comparing Groundhog Day to the Odyssey? My friend shrugged. I don't know, he said. Wait 3,000 years and see if it lasts. Okay, but what about School of Rock, I asked. And on that point, we agreed. That's probably not going to last 3,000 years. And I remain unconvinced of his basic point, but I agreed to buy dinner anyway because friends with free Broadway tickets, well, they're friends worth keeping. And that's it for this week. Next week, we have our very first day for KCRW. This is Rob Long.